Hello and welcome to the Room Around League podcast. I'm your host, former NFL scout, Tyler Roman. Today's episode, I'm going to go through the Commanders 2022 schedule. The team is tied for the easiest schedule based off strength schedule from a year ago. The team has the opportunity to get off to a fast start, opening against the Jaguars and the Detroit Lions, the teams that had the first two picks in the 2022 draft. Nothing is given in this league, but Washington has a chance to have a good season if things break the right way for them. Having said all that, let's take a look.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
So like I said, week one, you got the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's going to be at home. First game is the Washington Commanders. It's going to be different, you know, seeing that on TV or see if fans go to the game and such. Jacksonville obviously had a really nice offseason when it comes to signing a lot of players, overpaid for them to get them to there, guys like Christian Kirk, Brandon Sheriff, Poise de Luakon, linebacker from Atlanta. So they definitely improved their team. They picked Trayvon Walker with their first pick in the NFL draft last week, or 2 weeks ago, excuse me. Guy that a lot of people thought they were going, Aiden Hutchinson, myself included, but they went with a high upper, more high upside guy with Trayvon Walker. Obviously, it's Trevor Lawrence's second year in the league. He obviously had an up and down rookie year, mostly down. They need him to progress to see that, you know, all that talent that everyone thought he would, and myself included, had coming into the 2021 NFL draft where he was the first overall pick. So, having said all that, I think Washington's better than Jacksonville Jaguars at this point, especially if they play like they can. Their defense plays up to their capabilities, so I think they'll get a week one win against Jacksonville Jaguars. Week two, they're at Detroit Lions. The team with the second pick in last couple weeks' draft, it was Aiden Hutchinson. That was a really good pick for them. They traded up to get Jameson Williams, who probably won't be available for them week two. I'm really, really high on Jameson Williams. He was my favorite receiver, if healthy, but I had Garrett Wilson ahead of him due to Jameson's injury. But they had a nice offseason in their own right. They re-signed DJ Chark to pair with Amon St. Brown and eventually Jameson Williams. Jared Goff's back again as the starter. Again, I think 800 is going to be a huge lift for them for that defensive line that's been really, really putrid for the last couple years. But I think Washington get that win in week two. Week three, they're home against the Philadelphia Eagles. Philly, you know, really improved. There's no doubt about that. Getting A.J. Brown from the Titans in the first round during the draft for a first round and third round pick. They also seen Giant James Bradbury this week. He's a guy that obviously has had a, you know, pretty solid career between Carolina and the Giants. He's a, you know, big piece for that Eagles defense that needed someone opposite of Darius Slay. So that was a nice signing for them. And obviously they have Jalen Hurts going into year three. They really need him to take a big step because that team, talent-wise, could be the best team in the NFC East based on what Dallas has lost. And, you know, Philly is gaining, and even obviously Washington. You know, getting Carson Wentz, that will be the biggest marquee move. Everyone knows that. And if he reaches, you know, some of that 2017 heights, and yes, the Washington will be a lot better. And hopefully that's the case for, you know, the fan base. But for this week three purposes, I'm going to give Washington the win just because they're at home. And I think they can hold serve Carson Wentz's first game against his former team. I think Washington get the win. Week four at Dallas, I have the Dallas Cowboys winning. I think at Dallas is obviously going to be the big part of that. Washington obviously had a horrible, horrible performance against Dallas, really both times last year, but especially at Dallas in that Sunday night game towards the end of the year. And Dallas obviously still has some pieces. You know, obviously Dak's still a quarterback. Michael Gallup could be back by then to play opposite of CeeDee Lamb, who's a stud. They signed James Washington, drafted Jalen Tolbert in the third round from South Alabama, a guy I'm a big fan of. Dalton Schultz, tight end, obviously solid. Tyler Smith's going to be their new right tackle, took it over for Lyle Collins. Defensively, obviously, they have Micah Parsons, who is, you know, really, really damn good and someone that's only going to get better. And secondary-wise, Trayvon Diggs is very good. I think he's a little overrated, but he is a very good corner in this league, especially when it comes to his interception abilities and ball skills. But I'll give Dallas a win here week four. Week five, we get Tennessee Titans at home. Give Titans a win. I think Derrick Henry is going to power that team to a win over Washington that day. Tannehill's lost, you know, his best receiver in A.J. Brown, but they did have Robert Woods, who's a really, really good receiver in this league, borderline number one, high-end number two. They drafted Treylon Burks. I don't think he's going to be anything near A.J. Brown, especially in year one, but that's a guy they're going to be leaning on eventually. They sent Austin Hooper to play tight end for them. That was, you know, a good signing for them. A good defensive line and Harold Landry and Bud Dupree and Jeffrey Simmons, who's an absolute stud in the middle, maybe the best defensive tackle in the league outside of Aaron Donald. And they have Caleb Farley coming off an ACL, their first round pick in 2021. So I'm going to give Tennessee the win in week five. That brings Washington's record to 3-2. Week six, Washington's on a Thursday night game against Chicago Bears at Chicago, going against Justin Fields in his second year. Chicago really doesn't have any weapons outside of Darnell Mooney on the outside. They didn't do much to address in the draft either. They did sign Byron Pringle. I'm from the Chiefs, but he's more of a rotation receiver. David Montgomery's a really good running back, so that'll be good for Chicago. They have a stud middle linebacker in Roquan Smith, Eddie Jackson at safety. They just signed Jaquan Brisker to pair with Eddie Jackson. That's a really, really good pick for them in the second round. Honestly, who Washington should have targeted instead of Fidarian Mathis, but that's besides the point. But anyways, I think Washington get a win in a short week at Chicago, week six, bringing the record to 4-2. Week seven, they have home against the Packers. Washington has had some success against the Packers at home of late. I think they've won two straight against Green Bay when at FedEx. They did lose to Green Bay last year when they went to Lambeau. But Aaron Rodgers is still Aaron Rodgers. Yes, they lost the best receiver in the NFL, Davante Adams. But they drafted Christian Watson in the second round. I think they have some high hopes for him. He's a good upside receiver. They have Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb, Alan Lazard, and obviously really two good running backs in Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. So the Packers still are very, really good NFL team. Still top four, top three NFC team as well. So the Packers win that one. The Rangers are at the 4-3. Week eight at the Colts. This is Carson Wentz's second revenge game, or whatever you want to call it. Obviously with the Colts for 1 year last year. I'm going to give the Colts a win just because it's at Indianapolis. I think Carson hopefully will have a good showing, but Jonathan Taylor is the best running back in the NFL right now. The Washington defense will struggle to stop him. Matt Ryan still is a formidable, force at quarterback. Michael Pittman Jr. is a really good receiver. Alec Pierce is a good second-round pick for them, someone they're going to pair with Pittman. Mo Ali Cox, a tight end. Guys like that, they have a really good offensive line. Linebacker core led by Darius Leonard, who's one of the best linebackers in the NFL. So give the Colts win there. It's the Washington record that takes 4-4 at that point. Week 9, home against Minnesota, been watching the win. Playing against Kirk Cousins at home. Obviously, that's old news by this point. This is fourth, fifth year in Minnesota. But either way, I think Washington can beat Minnesota. Minnesota obviously has Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, one of the best receivers in the league, Adam Thielen. Irv Smith Jr. is going to be back from his torn ACL. Christian Darrisaw, left tackle, should be better in his second year, protecting the blind side of Kirk Cousins. They did sign Za'Darius Smith to pair with Danielle Hunter, that could be one of the best 1-2 pass rushing threats in the NFL. So that's something to keep an eye on. Minnesota obviously has a poorer secondary. They did re-sign Patrick Peterson, but definitely could use a little more help in that back end. But I give Washington win in Week 9. Week 10 at Philly on Monday Night Football. Getting Philly win there. Just because that Philly, I think Washington can split. They'd be happy to split one of those. And again, another Carson Wentz's first trip return to Philadelphia. I'm sure it's going to be a hostile crowd for him. But hopefully, like I said, he shows up for at least a good performance, and hopefully they can get the win on Monday Night Football. But I'm going to give Philly the win there. I think A.J. Brown's going to have a big game. I think he's the best receivers in the league and got paid like it after he got traded to Philly. So formidable secondary now with Darius Slay and James Bradbury. Anthony Harris, the safety. And I think N'Kobe Dean was a steal in the third round for them, middle linebacker. Week 11 at Houston. I'm going to give Washington the win there. Davis Mills is going to be a starting quarterback for Houston. They still have lacking weapons. Brandon Cooks is a really good receiver. He's number one in this league. They did draft John Mechie, who's going to be a really good number two for them. Damon Pierce is going to be the running back from Florida. I think he was a fourth-round pick. I'm really high on him. I think he's eventually going to be their number one running back, if not from day one. I'm going to give Washington a win against Houston there. Week 12, home against Atlanta. Atlanta, obviously, is Marcus Mariota at quarterback. They drafted Drake London in the first round to be their number one receiver. They did trade for Bryan Edwards from the Raiders. I thought that was a really good trade for them to only have to go fifth to get him. Kyle Pitts is an absolute stud. He's going to be one of the best tight ends in the league if he isn't already. But other than that, they're really a talented, depleted roster in the NFL. So I'm going to give Washington a win there. Week 13 at the Giants. I'm going to give the Washington Commanders another win. The Giants, I think, are by far the worst team in the NFC East. I still don't have high hopes for Daniel Jones. The Giants are still giving him one more chance to show that he can be their franchise quarterback going forward. Hopefully Saquon Barkley has a bounce back year for the sake of the Giants. Hopefully not for the sake of Washington. Kenny Galladay has always been injury prone, but they're going to need him to step up after they gave him that big contract last offseason. The Giants, obviously, and they had a nice first first round of getting Evan Neal, Kayvon Thibodeau, but I'm giving Washington the win here week 13. Week 14 is the bye, which is a very, very late bye, as late as I can ever remember as a Washington fan having. But hopefully they can give them a little bit of a rest before those last four games. Week 15 against the Giants again, this time at home. Kind of the same reasons I've already listed off. I'm going to watch the win there. They need to capitalize on playing you know, a talent, not as talented Giants team when it comes to that. If they want to make the playoffs and, you know, compete for the division, they're going to have to win games like that. So I mean, the Giants in week 15, week 16 at San Francisco. I'm assuming Trey Lance is going to be the quarterback, maybe Jimmy Garoppolo, who knows. You know, running back, obviously, Elijah Mitchell had a really good rookie year for them. He's going to be the number one running back again. I'm assuming Deebo Samuel is going to be there. That talk has died down. Obviously, they're trying to extend him. He doesn't seem like he wants that, but, you know, he's obviously one of the best receivers in the NFL. Nick Bosa is one of the best pass rushers in the league. Fred Warner is one of the best linebackers. So 49ers, obviously, are a very talented team. This is, you know, getting towards the playoff football. So I think the 49ers are going to be raring to go. So I think the 49ers win there. Week 17, home against the Cleveland Browns. Regardless of what happens to Deshaun Watson, it looks like he probably will be cleared by the second to last game of the year. So I expect him to play for Cleveland that game. Obviously, they have Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Amari Cooper, who they stole from Dallas really for nothing. Donovan Peoples-Jones, they drafted David Bell in the third round wide receiver from Purdue, who I really like. He had a really poor combine, but he always produced at Purdue week after week, no matter who he was playing against. So I think he can be the number two receiver for Cleveland before long. David Njoku, a tight end. Myles Garrett is probably the best pass rusher in the NFL right now, or one of them. And you know, Denzel Ward's a beast corner. So they have a really good team. Get a Cleveland to win there week 17. And then, Cleveland win. And then lastly, to finish the season, week 18, home against Dallas, you know, shades of 2012 when Washington played them. And to win the division with Robert, you know, Griffin III led the charge, and Rob Jackson an interception to seal the game against Tony Romo. But maybe they're playing for something like that in this scenario. But for, you know, sake of this, who knows? I'm going to give them the win to Dallas, though. The win to Washington to close the season to get to 10-7. I think that would be a huge, you know, nice record for the team. They haven't had 10 wins since that 2012 season. So I think they can beat Dallas at home. They can neutralize Zeke and Tony Pollard and make Dak Prescott beat him with CeeDee Lamb and, you know, James Washington and Gallup and all those guys. They just need to neutralize Micah Parsons on the other side of the ball. But either way, I'm going to watch the win there, and I'm going to give Washington Commanders record 10-7, and that should be, I'm going to say, good for competing for the first place NFC East, if not a wild card spot, especially since there's three wild card spots. So I think that would be a really good season for Washington. Hopefully that's the case. You know, based off the schedule, they have a really good opportunity to, you know, finish close to double-digit wins. I think maybe the floor is 7 or 8, and ceiling might be 11. So, and go either way. Obviously, we saw how they fared down the stretch last year to all the COVID, you know, injuries or whatever you want to call them that really killed momentum when they finally got back to 6-6 after winning 4 in a row after starting 2-6. So hopefully this year they don't need to get in that hole again and go on a 4-game winning streak to, you know, rectify things. If they could just stay consistent from day one, that would really, really help this team and, you know, help them, you know, have a really good season. So, well, that concludes Rumor on the League episode. The Commanders will have a much easier schedule than last year, at least on paper. You know, coming off a third place finish in your division, we'll do that for you. Definitely easier than having the first place schedule after they won division in 2021. Team has the talent to capitalize on this easier slate of games, has a real legitimate shot at 10 wins if everything breaks right. You can follow me on Twitter at NFLScout21 and Instagram at RomanLeague_pod. Thanks for listening. Please rate and subscribe. This is your host, Tyler Roman, signing off. See you next time.